Pope Francis made the stunning decision on Friday to defrock Theodore McCarrick, who is now an ex-cardinal and former Archbishop of Washington, over several cases of child sex abuse and harassment. It is the harshest punishment yet for such a high-ranking member of the Catholic Church and comes less than a week before the Vatican's highly anticipated summit on abuse in the Church. And for more, let's head to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Paul Murphy, history professor and director of the Institute of Catholic Studies at John Carroll University. Professor, thanks for coming on today. Appreciate the time.
No problem.
Okay, so first of all, where will this summit take place?
This summit will take place in Rome. And it is a meeting of the heads of the national bishops' conferences throughout the world. So there will be more than 100 bishops present, as well as Vatican officials.
And for our listeners who might not be terribly familiar with the workings of the Church, can you put into context how big this decision is to have this?
It's a significant deal, because when the sex abuse crisis among the Catholic clergy broke into public consciousness in 2001 in the Boston area, other churches throughout the world in India, Africa, Latin America, claimed that this was an American problem, that we Americans were too loose with our sexual mores, and that's why it happened there, the sexual revolution and all that. I think what Pope Francis is trying to do is impress upon the bishops of the rest of the world that this is a global phenomenon that goes to the heart of how the Church functions. He blames much of it on clericalism, and it's not just an American problem. As he's seen, it's clearly a problem in Latin America. It's also a problem in India, in Western Europe as well. The significance here is that they're actually going to try and take steps to make sure that this is dealt with universally.
Okay, and Paul, is there any indication that we are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel where this is concerned?
It could be. It depends on how resistant certain members of the hierarchy are to actually being held accountable to this. The great crisis we face today is not simply the crisis that priests abused children sexually, but that bishops didn't respond adequately to it, and they seem to hide the real magnitude of the problem. We now know it was far worse than it was. So I think we're now at a tipping point in terms of how the Church is going to deal with this issue. I think great strides have been made in terms of the protection of children in the Catholic Church since 2002, but now we have to deal with the issue of how to hold bishops accountable who don't do their job.
And finally, Paul Murphy, what should we expect now going into the summit?
Well, I don't think we should expect that they're going to solve every problem in a three-day meeting, but certainly I think what's going to happen is that the experts in Rome who are clear on the issue are going to inform the bishops around the world, the heads of each of these national bishops' conferences, that they have to take this seriously, and this is how you do it, and here are the experts that you need to turn to. This is not going to be a meeting where they're going to deliberate how serious the problem is. This is kind of a come-to-Jesus moment for those bishops so that they actually take this seriously. As the actions and, you know, the Pope's actions regarding the now former Cardinal Archbishop McCarrick indicate.
All right, Paul, thanks so much for coming on today. That's Paul Murphy, history professor and director of the Institute of Catholic Studies at John Carroll University.